We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi B'Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov B'Pitchas Leo. We are in Tamid Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Nichnasu Lelishkas Hakelim. It's time for the Kohanim to prepare for the Shechita. So the Kohanim would walk into the Lishkas Hakelim, the chamber of vessels. We'll see there are 93 service vessels. Not clear where this Lishka was located. And the Mishnah says, V'hutziu Misham Tishim Ushlosha Klei Chesef Uchlei Zahav. And they took out from there the 93 Klei Shares, the silver and gold Kalim. We make reference to this, in fact, in the Kinos, that there were on the Tishabav, that there were 93 Kalim that was used Klei Shares in the Beis HaMikdash. And then Hishku es HaTamid B'Koshel Zahav. And they gave the Karban HaTamid, the Keves, to drink out of a Koshel Zahav. Why are they giving him to drink? So the Mishnah says, Samach L'Shechita, so right before you shecht it, you had to give him to drink. Kidei Sheyei Oro Nifshat Yafef. It's hydrated, it's easier to skin the animal. So they give it to drink. What would they use? A Koshel Zahav? Was this really gold? So one opinion says, in fact, it was gold. And others claim that it was, it wasn't gold. You wouldn't use a gold kli to give to the animal to drink. There's no need for that. But rather, it looked like a gold, but it was really made out of nechoshes, out of copper. And others claim, no, you can use gold. There's a famous principle, ein anius b'makom ashiris. There's no poverty in a place of affluence, a place of wealth. Based on mikdash, a place where we don't cut corners financially. Use a kli shel zahav, not a problem at all to use that, even to give the animal to drink. Then the Mishnah says, even though the animal had already been inspected from blemishes of the night before, they would nonetheless inspect it at this point, very early in the morning, when it was still dark a little bit. So wasn't light enough to be able to see to inspect it properly, so they needed to use torches in order to do so. And the idea of inspecting the animal, we have learned from Karban Pesach already, from Shabbos HaGadol, that on the 10th of Nisan, they took the animal and tied it to the bed. And that teaches us that each of the karbanos in general need 4 days, because Karban Pesach was on the 14th. That's when they slaughtered it. And 4 days earlier, they took the animal. So animals need to be inspected 4 days in advance. And some claim it's not only 4 days in advance, but we begin 4 days in advance, and it's inspected each and every day over those 4 days. So the animal may have been just inspected the night before. Nonetheless, we do another bikur right before the Shechita. That's when the Mishnah says, "Afal pishu mivukar mibarev mivakron asola or haavukos." Of course, we need light. In this case, they would inspect in one more time. What is the source of 93 kalim? So says the Bar Tanura, lois parish lamahutzruchu leminyan shel kalim alo. I don't know. There's no explanation why we need this number specifically. Uvi Yishalmi maseches chagiga though. Yishalmi says, Amru kineged kishim v'shalosh azkaros shebenevuos chagai zechariel malachi. The last three nevi'im, chagai zechariel malachi, if you look there in their nevuos and their prophecies, you'll see Hashem's name, azkaros. The name of Hashem is mentioned 93 times, so perhaps these kalim correspond to that. Perek, Gimel, Mishnah, Hey. Misha zocha batamid moshcho v'holech lebeis hamitzbechayim. Whoever was zocha in the Karban HaTamid, so he, there are other Kohanim who were there, to take the Eivarim after the Shechita and place it on his back. Several Kohanim. But one was Zochet to do the Shechita. So he takes the Karban HaTamid and drags it v'holech l'meis habit v'chaim and takes it to the area from the Lishkas HaTlam, from the Lishka where the Kvasim were found, and has to bring it to the Beis HaMit v'chaim, the place where it's going to be slaughtered, which is the north of the Azara, north of the Mizbeach. It's called the Beis HaMit v'chaim. The Bayis usually assumes that there's a roof. There's no roof on the Azara, but nonetheless, we call that area l'meis habit v'chaim, north of the Mizbeach. And the Kohanim who had the privilege of bringing the Evarim, the various limbs of the animal, up onto the Mizbeach, they would follow him. As we said, the Beis HaMitzvachayim was to the north of the Mizbeach. Nanosim means a dwarf, means short. Here, it's referring to the fact that they were pillars made of stone, but they were short pillars. Urevios shel erez al gabem. There was a square block of erez of cedar on top of each of these pillars. This was all in the Beis HaMitzvachayim, where they would have to skin the animal afterwards, take out the intestines, etc., all in this area in the north. And they had these pillars to help them do so. And there were iron hooks that were in these cedar blocks, which were on top of these very short pillars. And each of these blocks of cedar had three rows of hooks, unclose. one on top of the other. And this way they were able to hang the animals by the back legs, and they would skin the animal. They eventually have to cut up the animal, and they would flay the animal, it says here, on 8 marble tables, al shulchanos shel shayish, shebein amudim, that were between the pillars. So after they part of the skinning, and then they have to remove the innards, that was done on the, that was completed on the shulchanos. Why shayish, why marble? So the Bartanura says, that's where they would rinse the intestines. They could have made those tables out of gold. We have no problem with having animals use gold gold tables for animals. The same way we mentioned, according to one opinion, the animal was fed with a flask of gold because she'ein anis b'mokom ashiros. Once again, there's no anis, no poverty in places of wealth. So why did they not make them of gold? Because the animals were afraid they're going to spoil. We don't have refrigeration, but we have to get the next best thing, and that is v'hashayish and marble mekarir mitzanein. It cools off the animal ma'amido shelo yasriach and is able to maintain its temperature, the requisite temperature, so that it doesn't spoil. That's why they used marble instead of gold.